The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Today we're going to look at the trader's journey, looking at distractions, how to get around them, how they can cost you in many different ways, and try and cover that off. But before you do that, if you haven't already, go ahead and register at tradercobb.com/BTC. You can go ahead and guess the price of Bitcoin leading up to the 26th of December this year is when you can get your vote in, or when you can get your application in to win some amazing prizes. So go ahead and do that now if you haven't already. Okay, so looking at distractions, the reason I bring this up is really because it's happened to me recently. There's been an awful lot going on here at Trader Cobb. And for one, we've launched the new website. So feel free to go ahead and have a look at that right now, tradercobb.com. It's looking a lot better. Very proud of that. And there's a lot of little things that are happening in there. But two other things that have been going on. Well, three, actually. We've got lead up to Christmas, which obviously it always takes a bit out of, you know, a bit more time. We will be working all the way up to Christmas period. And of course, it does take, there seems to be a lot that happens around this time of year. And it's also the time of which we are launching a bunch of different things. So I've been distracted with Christmas shopping, Christmas bits and pieces, making sure the website's working, doing my content, and two other things. The surfing pipeline, the end of the WSL World Surf League Tour, stopped at Pipeline, and bloke Julian Wilson from my way was in the final two, or there was a final three leading into it for the world title, and he got in the final and he got beaten. And I love surfing. I love watching it. I'm an avid supporter of that. So that was on as well. And that was on in my morning till about, I guess, about midday, 1 o'clock. Then there's the cricket. That's been on as well, Australia playing India. I do like the cricket. It makes it feel like summer, and it's a wonderful sport to watch. So it's been a lot of distractions for me, hence why I wanted to cover it today. Now, it's not been so bad until today, from the sense that, you know, this week, basically yesterday, I was distracted. Today, slightly distracted as well. It all ceases after that because both sports are finished. But the point is that today, there's plenty of opportunity that I see in the markets. Now, being distracted, it does two things. One thing, it takes my focus away from the markets. And that's okay, as long as I'm happy to be distracted. As long as I know I'm distracted, I'm happy to be in that state of mind and not get through as much. And that's okay. So if there is lots going on and you prefer to just go, you know what, I am distracted. I know there's lots going on and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm just going to embrace what's happening right now and not bother with the markets. If that's the case, then fair enough. It's a good decision to make, right? But if you're trying to trade at the same time when you're distracted, one of two things are likely to happen. One is you might make a mistake, all right? You might pick the wrong trade because you're not sticking to your checklist. You might raise the wrong order, wrong level, wrong amount. Mistakes can easily be made when one is distracted. The second is when it comes to that distraction is that you might actually miss a trade. So where you might normally have been very focused and ready to come back to the market at a specific time within your window, maybe before the 4-hour candle closes, for example, to raise an order, you might forget because you're being caught up in watching the cricket or whatever it is that it was distracting you. Now, what this can do is it's a lot more dangerous in my view. It can take your head to a space of, oh, I missed that trade. So you can start chasing the trades again. And obviously chasing trades is a really, really bad thing to be doing. So distraction can hurt you in many, many different ways, psychologically and financially. You've got two choices, realistically. If there's a lot going on in your life, you either need to make sure that you remain like very, very focused and manage your time, because we're all accountable to our own time and our own actions, right? So you need to manage that time correctly and stay focused on one thing at a time, not sort of looking over to one screen on your right, then back to your charts and being in that distracted headspace. Or two, just accept the fact that it's a time when you are going to be distracted. There is going to be a lot of things going on, and it's probably not the best time for you to be trading. So if that is you at the moment, if you feel torn at the moment, if you're between a lot of different things at the moment and you feel as though you're missing trades, it might be best to either just walk away and say, that's it, I'm going to take a break from trading because there's a lot going on, or make sure you remain super focused throughout. Guys, I just wanted to get that across to you right now because it is a very distracting time of year. And I don't want you guys to slip into bad habits or make mistakes that are easily avoided if it's sometimes just brought to your attention. Have a fantastic day. I think this will be the last Trader's Journey before Christmas. So have a very Merry Christmas. All the best from myself and the team. Take care. See you in the new year. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.